This is Passport to Texas. Trail riding using motorized vehicles is a growing sport in Texas.
Family groups that like to camp and trail ride together, and their friends that like to get together and enjoy the outdoors, they want safe, legal places to go, and that's really where the demand is and where the shortage is in Texas.
Steve Thompson manages the Off-Highway Vehicle Program for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says right now, Texas only has 20 venues on public land where off-road enthusiasts can ride safely and legally.
Probably the number one question that I get is mainly from riders in the metro areas asking when Parks and Wildlife will create a riding venue 1 hour from their house. It's a noble goal, but it's been hard to achieve.
Using federal grant monies and revenue collected from the sale of the annual off-road vehicle permit, Texas Parks and Wildlife works with communities and nonprofit organizations to identify and develop land for these venues, including land in state parks.
As a matter of fact, we are in the process of laying out the first new ATV and dirt bike trail system in any state park at Eisenhower State Park, about an hour north of Dallas.
Tomorrow, seeking a balance between preserving nature and the rise of off-highway vehicles. Find information about the Off-Highway Vehicle Program on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.